Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Families braved the snow and cold temperatures Saturday evening to enjoy the annual Tidings and Tinsel Lighted Christmas Parade in downtown Bad Axe. The event, put together by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce, was held Saturday and featured a variety of family-oriented holiday activities, including a Christmas in the Village experience, a free movie at the Bad Axe Theater. Hagel Real Estate and Team One Credit Union hosted free face painting, free popcorn, snacks, and hot chocolate. And what would a cold night out be without food trucks readily available to good, hot, fresh food? The parade began after a tree lighting ceremony, making its way from Bad Axe Middle School down M53, and offered festive floats, treats, and award presentations for the most creative displays. The holiday spirit remained strong as the community gathered to celebrate the season, and the snow simply added to the atmosphere, and the warming stations definitely helped keep hearts and hands warm. Now, preparations begin for the 2026 Bad Axe Tinsel and Tidings event, which is expected to be bigger and better than before. And the number of fatal highway crashes continues to grow in Tuscola County with the death of a Vassar area woman last week. Fatal accident happened in Vassar Township about 8:30 a.m. Wednesday at the intersection of Walton and Sheridan Roads. According to the preliminary incident report from the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department, the woman was traveling westbound on Walton Road when she failed to obey a stop sign. Her vehicle traveled through the intersection and hit a pickup truck. The woman succumbed to the injury she sustained in the crash. The Sheriff's Department did not release the name of the woman, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing. Earlier this year, there was a crash with multiple fatalities in Ellington Township and Fairgrove Township, as well as several crashes with single fatalities in a variety of locations in Tuscola County. During a Zoom preliminary examination hearing, Lapeer County Circuit Judge Laura Barnard approved the request of William Channard III's lawyer to have a forensic evaluation of competency and criminal responsibility examination done. On November 5th, Channer, 30, allegedly fatally shot Logan Welch while he was at work at Trims Unlimited in Elmont Township. Channer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder, being a habitual offender, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, using a firearm to commit a felony, and fleeing and eluding law enforcement. If found guilty of first-degree murder, the punishment is life in prison without parole. At the time of the Zoom hearing, Channer was in the hospital recovering from gunshot wounds sustained in a shootout with deputies in Metamora Township following a high-speed chase after the incident at Trims Unlimited. Channer is guarded 24 hours a day by deputies as he recovers in McLaren-Lapeer Regional Hospital. When he is able to leave the hospital, he will be taken to the mental health facility in Ypsilanti for the competency examination.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
A 30-year-old woman was hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting in Flint, according to Michigan State Police. An 18-year-old man and a 15-year-old boy were taken into custody in connection with the incident. Troopers responded to a 1:20 a.m. report of a shooting yesterday in the 500 block of Parkway Avenue. At the scene, police found the injured woman who was shot multiple times. She was taken by ambulance to an area hospital for treatment. Investigators served a search warrant at a nearby residence and seized evidence from the home. The shooting remains under investigation. Anyone with any information about this shooting is asked to call Michigan State Police Detective Andrew Ager at 810-280-0063 or Crime Stoppers at 800-422-5245. And authorities are urging witnesses of a deadly shooting at a child's birthday party in Stockton, California, to come forward as they continue to search for a suspect. Officials said Sunday three children, ages 8, 9, and 14, were killed. A 21-year-old was also killed, and 11 others were wounded in the shooting that erupted Saturday evening at a banquet hall. No arrests have been made. Stockton resident Roscoe Brown told the Associated Press the party was in honor of his brother's granddaughter, who turned 2 years old, but she was uninjured. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.